Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. Okay, and this evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, or in our organization, or work for a volunteer or for a political campaign?
No.
Okay, ma'am, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or affiliated, independent, or not a registered in a party?
I'm registered with the Republican Party.
Republican, okay. All right, ma'am, as you may know of very few people.
Who are you with?
With this this survey is about, you know, a school board on Tuesday, August 20th.
Uh-huh.
It's really not actually for, you know, it asks you a little bit about, you know, presidents and stuff like that, but it's mostly for the school board on Tuesday, August 20th. Elections.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, and would that be, you definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote, or
very likely to vote.
Okay, and then what is your main racial background?
What is my what background?
Main racial background, like African American or Black, Asian American, or White or Caucasian or Hispanic.
I'm white or Caucasian, whatever.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, 50, or over?
66 to 75.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Well, I haven't been in touch. You know, I'm not hearing much. You're talking about the school board. My kids are older, so they're not in school, so I don't hear a lot of chatter on that. So, but I will be... like I said, most likely voting. And we'll check with several people to find out who we want to remove and, you know, get someone new.
Okay, that's what this survey is about, man. So you can hear a little bit, you know, a little bit of information about, you know, what they're doing or what's going to be on your, on your ballot. Okay, and generally speaking, would you say things in the community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track? Just that's generally speaking.
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and from the following list, which should your local elected officials focus most on help you and your family? Would that be housing and property insurance costs, abortion, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, and or illegal immigration?
I would say all the above.
But if you can pick one to be the most important, which one would it be?
Oh, you have to repeat them.
Okay, housing and property insurance costs, abortion, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, K-12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, or illegal immigration?
Illegal immigration.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now you will be giving a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that, you know, you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, okay? If you have no opinion, never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. The first one would be Ron DeSantis, favorable or unfavorable?
It was favorable. I'm watching him, so I can't say for sure yet.
Oh, okay, I have somewhat...
Unfavorable.
I have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, what about Joe Biden?
very unsatisfied. I don't know which one.
Unfavorable.
The fourth one. Yeah, very
unfavorable. Okay, and Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and the remainder of this survey is going to focus on issues, education in your community, okay? From the following list, which issues should your county school board focus most on, you know, to improve K through 12 education? The first one says allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing teachers' pay, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of schools, increasing school choice options, or strengthening school safety and security measures?
Oh, some of the topics I would probably choose from is this critical race theory. You know, there's a couple others that I didn't hear either.
Okay.
I'm not satisfied with the pushing of certain teachings.
Okay. Well, are the ones that are not in the list. Okay, so none of this, you can't pick any of these that I read to you?
Well, read them again. I was listening something.
Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing teachers' pay, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of schools, increasing school choice options, or strengthening school safety and security measures.
What are the school options? Improving the school something options. What was that?
School choice. School choice, ma'am.
So they can go to any school they want to.
Yes. Like, you know,
and
if they want to go private.
Right. So whatever they fund a public school, if the child wants to go to another school, they will fund that child's education in the other school. Is that what it says?
Yes. Yes, that's what I say. Increasing
I would
school
go with
choice
that.
Action.
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and you will now be asked about some organizations and groups, okay, that you may be familiar with. You know, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion, never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be charter schools. Charter schools are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I don't know what their philosophy is because, like I said, I'm not, I don't have kids. I don't go to school board meetings, but there has to be a change. You know, in the last year or two, I have to see that I make sure that I stand by what I think is right for the kids. So
okay.
I'm not sure what their policy is. I'm a charter school. I think it's more RC.
Okay. So be no opinion on that one?
No opinion.
Okay. What about Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Liberty?
Yes, it's an organization, okay?
Liberty for what? Liberty for...
That's all it says, ma'am. Moms for Liberty. It's an organization, but I don't know exactly what it's about. It don't say nothing
don't
else, and we're not
so,
allowed to.
Yeah,
okay.
So I don't know what that is, so I don't know.
Okay.
No, we'll
all right, ma'am, what about your county school board? Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know them.
Okay.
Neutral, because I don't know. Until
okay.
I know, I can't make
all right.
a comment.
Okay, no problem. What about private schools?
I think private schools are good if you have to pay for private schools, and then... I have a school option, then I can go to a private school, have a child go there.
Would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
I would put somewhat favorable until I know more.
Oh, okay, what about teachers?
What about them?
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them as,
I don't know what they're teaching. So if they're teaching some of the garbage that's out there, I'm very unfavorable. But if they're not teaching that in the local schools here, then I'm favorable. So I don't know what they're teaching.
Okay, so you want to put somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable, I'll put.
Okay. What about teachers' unions?
Well, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Your
local?
Yeah, am I local?
Go ahead. No, your local PTA
local.
Or PTO.
I know the PTA. What's PTO?
I guess it's just a different, you know, I guess they call it different because it says PTA or PTO. But it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and what about traditional public schools?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the job your county school board is doing? Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I don't know what they're doing. I'll be giving the wrong answer.
Okay.
Skip it, because I don't know.
And how would you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent, good, not so good, and poor?
Yes.
I would put somewhat favorable.
So maybe good? Because I don't have, I just say excellent, good, not so good, and poor.
I hear stories, especially with the high school and drugs, so I don't know. I would say good. I will say good.
Good.
I don't know.
All right, ma'am, which of the following best describes you? Okay, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. The next one says, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
All right, one and two is more on a negative hand, isn't it?
Yeah, this is about not being, the first one says not much interest at all. The second one says, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Number three,
okay, consider myself extremely engaged, okay? All right, ma'am, and which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of, you know, our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. The second one says, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to, you know, to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
I like number two.
Number two, okay. Okay, and the other one says, you may know the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning, you know, the party affiliation of the candidate do not appear on the ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. Or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Number one.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have the right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they take, you know, they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their children's education. This is number one. Number two says many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members, you know, they elected, and try to avoid confrontation with them.
So there's only two answers, is that right?
Yeah, just two options.
All right, I want the first one.
The first one, okay. All right, ma'am. We almost pretty much going towards the end. Okay, I really appreciate your time and help with this survey. Okay, you will not be giving a series of issues, positions that you know that a candidate might hold. Will each even make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate? Is the election for school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, the first one says a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as females. Would you be much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference to you?
I'm for separating biological sexes.
So would that be somewhat less likely to support the?
Would that
be somewhat less likely to support that candidate or much less likely to support the candidate?
If they agree with separation of biological males from biological females?
Yes, this is about, you know, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program, yes, by banning that, you know, participation of biological males.
Yes, that's the one I want.
So, okay, so be much more likely or just someone more likely to vote for that, you know, school board candidate?
It's more likely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, you know, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years. Would that be more likely or less likely or not, makes no difference to you?
I think it's best that you give them term limits.
Okay, so be much more likely or just somewhat?
Much more likely.
Okay, a candidate who... Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that, you know, prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Okay. I don't want teachers teaching that.
Okay, but this is about, you know, who supports the parental rights in education laws that prevents, okay?
I want that one. I want the one who is going to prevent that.
Okay. Would that be much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right, ma'am, a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
I like that idea, unless it's an emergency.
Okay, much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
All right, a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a, you know, complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Much more likely.
Okay, a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teachers' pay. Renovate and construct new schools buildings and improve school security.
And what's my other option? Oh, that's one question and then more likely.
Okay. A candidate who wants to ban the teachers and, you know, teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference?
No, it definitely makes a difference. I would say if they're going to teach that, I think it's training them that there's a, you know, we never had this problem before until they started teaching about it. got along.
Okay,
so I
well,
would
this
say
is
more likely.
Okay, much more likely. Okay, maybe a candidate who supports increasing educational options or parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Much more likely. More likely.
Okay, a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Hey, more likely.
Much more likely? Okay.
I don't want more police state, but...
Someone more likely or much? Okay, someone more likely. Okay. What about a candidate who wants our school to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Very likely. Much more likely.
Okay. Much more likely. Okay, a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Well, that's kind of like a trick question, because if they have the freedom to go to whatever school they want, it would be the same money that goes to the public school or the private school based on that. Isn't that something that was, you wouldn't know. You're just asking the question.
Yes, ma'am. But that's up to you, if you want to support it or not support it, be much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely or much less likely, or makes no difference to you.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat.
What, you haven't
more
made
likely.
No difference? Yeah.
Yes, no difference. In your, opinion of supporting that candidate because of that,
No, I would say more likely to support them.
Okay. Somewhat more likely or much more?
Somewhat.
All right.
Somewhat.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, you will now be asked, we almost done, a few demographic questions before we finish finish for classification purpose only, okay? How long have you lived in Florida? Would that be 5 years or less, between 6 to 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years or all your life?
More than 20 years.
Okay, more than 20. All right, ma'am, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative,
all right. And what was the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Would that be college graduate with associate's degree or 2 year degree or college graduate with bachelor's 4 year degree or postgraduate degree?
None of the higher ones, just the 2 year.
Associates, right? Okay.
All
right. Ma'am, do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
18 or under.
Okay.
Yes.
Be yes children or grandchildren in traditional public schools, yes children or grandchildren in public charter schools? None, right?
None. They're either in the service or they're truly off.
Okay, so no children, right? No children. All right. All right, ma'am. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in the household check your mailbox? Would that be every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week or not frequently?
Usually
a few times
day.
A month? Every day, okay. All right, ma'am, with this, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? You have a great evening.
Okay, you too, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.